Hey YouTube and GimpTV.net, welcome to another GIMP Know How tutorial. In this tutorial, I will be teaching you how to make a stylized emo effect in GIMP. So we will be using stocks of a hoodie, jeans, and bird wings. Make a new image, and because we're going to be splicing the wings onto the hoodie, we need to make it pretty big. So I'm doing mine 1280 by 800. Now go File, open as Layers, and open up the hoodie stock, which you can get in the description. Now this one's going to be pretty easy to cut out because the background is the same color, so take the color select tool, and then even if it selects some in here, that's okay. And you'll notice once you've pasted this layer in, you'll be left with like a black box around it. There is no transparency on it. So we're going to right click on the layer and click Add Alpha Channel, and then click Edit, Cut, then select None. We just cut out the hoodie, so let's move that up here, and now let's open up the jeans. Let's go to these jeans. So we're going to cut them out the same way, except we're going to be doing it a little bit different. Use the color select tool on the jeans, or you can use the fuzzy select tool, which I think I'll use that just because I haven't introduced you to it in my tutorials. So basically, the fuzzy select tool kind of works like the color select tool, except it gives you kind of a bigger range. As in, what you do is you click and hold and drag, and the more you drag, the more colors are accepted. So I'll be using the fuzzy select tool for this, and make sure you get most of the colors on the jeans. Once you're done, you should end up with a few splotches, and that's okay. Use the color select tool with the selection mode set on add, mind you. Keep on clicking on those little dots where you don't have anything selected, and that should indeed pick most of it up. Whoops. Be careful not to select the whites of the shoe, the Converse. Alright, so once you have the jeans pretty well cut out, which I think I do, we're going to be kind of messing with them, so it doesn't matter if they're perfect. Click Select, Invert, and then click Edit, Cut. Unless, nope, didn't add an alpha channel. Then click Edit, Cut. Then click Select None, just like we did with the hoodie. View it at about 50% just so you can get an idea of what we're doing here. Now as you can see here, these legs are too wide for the emo hoodie in question. So what we're going to do is we're going to use the Scale tool. And as long as you don't warp it incredibly too much, it should look fine. Now move the jeans behind the hoodie layer, and just position the jeans on there. And if they're still a little bit sticking out, let's fix that up with eye warp. Filters, distorts, eye warp. And just kind of move them in like this. We won't actually see the pockets. And if you got that too warped, just move it up again. Alright, so there we have the jeans and the hoodie, and we can go ahead and merge these down. Now we're going to open up the first wing as a layer. So click File, Open as Layers, and open up that wing that you'll see in the description. Now this one is going to be easier to use the Fuzzy Select tool than any other tool, because I mean it has a pretty big difference between the background color and the feathers color. So once you have the main feathers selected, keep on selecting the feathers, and keep in mind that you want to get the wood out of there. So if you start to make a selection and it adds the wood on like this, you want to not do that selection and backtrack. You want to make sure not to select any wood. And once you have a rough outline of the feathers, that's really all you need. Just take the free select tool with the mode set on add and make a rough outline of the wing. And what we're doing right now, it's called rendering. Okay, so my outline's about done, and I'm just going to hook it up together. And as you see here, that gives me a good outline of the wing. Now I need to add an alpha channel to this one. Then click Select, Invert, then click Edit, Cut. Then click Select None. Alright, so the first thing you're going to notice is that this wing was obviously meant for a bird, and it won't really look right on a human. So first, check the chain on the Scale tool, and scale it, oh, about like this. Then move it off to this side, and it's huge. So we're going to eye warp this as well. and just I warp it up and down, so you get a smaller opening. It makes it look more like it was suited for a human. It still doesn't, but it's okay. Then move that over about here. Maybe scale it down a little more. It's just a bit big. We just want to be able to see it. And maybe rotate that using the rotate tool. Okay, and let's even use the perspective tool just to make it look a little more realistic and just tilt it back like that. Alright, that's the first wing. So now let's just duplicate this and then use the flip tool and on the mode horizontal, flip it. And it can be a perfect mirror, or you can rotate it some, even use the perspective tool. I think I'm going to rotate mine some. Maybe in a little bit more. Okay, and once it's to your satisfaction, I decided not to rotate it after all. Once it's to your satisfaction, that's okay, and then merge the wings down. Now, to actually make the emo effect. On your human layer, you might as well click layer, layered image size. We're gonna go colors, threshold. And as you can see here, it gives it a very emo effect, and adjust the threshold to like where you see the whites of the jeans, but the genes are still pretty defined. So I'm going to adjust my threshold to about 100-255 on this person layer. Now on the wings, the only reason we left them as a different layer is because the wings and the person require a different threshold to look good. So we're going to go colors threshold. And for this one, you're probably going to need to tone the threshold up. Tone it until you at least see the outline of the wings, so you can tell they're really wings. So mine was 200-255 for this one. So that's the emo effect right now, and now we're just going to make it look good and make a color pop out. So you can go ahead and merge the whole entire thing down, except for the background layer. And now click color, color to alpha, and select white. Then click OK. What this does is it just gives us transparency in between the black. So make a new layer in between the black and the white, and make a purple color, and I'm going to color in the sweatshirt to make it stand out a bit more. Okay, and once you're finished coloring this emo sweatshirt, I did a horrible job, we're going to add some paint splatters. So I'm going to use the Bloodworking ABR brushes, which I'll have the link in the description. Select black as the color, and let's make some nice drips coming down from the wings. Now, the way this image is, you're not going to really want transparency on the brushes, so keep on clicking them until they get a solid black color. Maybe a bit of splats. Nope, that kind of muddles up the wing. Okay, and keep on applying those brushes until you get a good effect. Once you think you've done good enough with the brushes, we're going to use the font Bleeding Cowboys, which is also in the description, and just write Winged Emo. Oh, that has a cool... Bleeding Cowboys is an excellent font. It really is. So we'll go Winged Emo. And that's how to make a stylized emo effect in GIMP. And if you want, you might as well just add... Let's... add a purple brush somewhere. Just make the purple on the sweatshirt stand out a little bit more, not seem that out of place. All right, and that's how to make a stylized emo effect in GIMP. I am running way over time, and so I'll have to edit it down. So yeah, here's the final image in case you didn't see that.